I'm here today at the New Vic Theatre. It's a beautiful sunny day and I'm here to find out a bit more about the next production, which starts on Monday. It's called A Play for the Living at the Time of Extinction. It's quite complex in a number of ways, but hopefully it will all become clear very soon. With a little help from Eleanor Taylor, who's the director of the show. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, hello.
And also Michael Howard from Newcastle Triathlon Club. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
At this point, anyone who doesn't know anything about the play will be thinking, what a strange combination that is. But we will leave them in suspense just for a while longer on that. So, Eleanor, it's a touring play written by Miranda Rose Hall, but it's unique in that it's produced specifically in each area. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, the play's written by Miranda, who is an American playwright, and it's actually had a life before. So it's been done in a couple of places in Europe, in Lausanne and in Milan in Italy. But this is the first time it's ever been done in the United Kingdom. And so the first version of this show for this specific tour was actually done at the Barbican Theatre in London, directed by the amazing Katie Mitchell. And the premise is that the show will go on a sustainable tour around the UK. So it's an experimental model. We're kind of testing ways of making eco-theatre that may influence tours in the future. But the idea is that the show travels, the concept of it travels and the idea travels, but the actual ingredients of the show, the physical show, doesn't. So the play is being reimagined by a creative team at each venue along the tour by a local company. Yeah. So I'm here to direct the New Vic Theatre show. I've inherited a lot of creative ideas from Katie and from the team in London, but what we make at the New Vic is entirely our own production.
So if you went to see this play at all the different places, you'd see something different wherever you went.
Exactly, yeah. You would see a different actor, you would see a different creative input. There would definitely be, I describe it as like a language for the show. So creatively on stage, you would see huge similarity. So no spoilers, but the show is powered by bike. So you would see cyclists on the stage. You would see Moy Tran, who is an amazing designer, has done the kind of overview creative design for the piece. So you would see a lot of similarities in how all the show is presented. But we're actually, I think we're right in saying that we're the kind of in the round venue for the tour. So obviously there's a couple of differences for us compared to an end-on version or a pros version that's done at the Barbican. So you'd see some similarity, but yeah, each team is different.
And as you say there, you are very fortunate to have this wonderful setting in the round here at the New Vic. Coming to you, Michael. So this play's local, it's unique, it's environmental. Tell us what your involvement is.
Okay, so the theatre approached me a few months ago. I'm a British Triathlon Federation coach with the Newcastle Triathlon Club, and I'm also the cycling lead, so I organise the cycle rides and training programme across the year. And we have about 300 members. So the New Vic came to us and said, have you got any cyclists? And would they like to take part in our show, which is powered by bicycles? So I thought, well, that's an interesting concept. We could probably do that, because one of the things that we do, particularly in the winter, is to ride what we call a turbo trainer, which is essentially a bike on a frame that goes on a resistance band, if you like, and it produces power. We don't do anything with that power. It just goes into the air, as it were. But we do that. So I asked among the club, would anybody be interested in doing that? And got a really positive response. And in the end, we've got 18 people who are taking part on a shift system covering the 7 performances.
18 people, so it's not the same ones every day, they're different people, different days.
I think some people are doing 2 performances, I'm not sure that anyone's doing more than 2, but we've split it up into a shift system, so that it's more manageable, and we also need the time to be able to get out on our bikes for real as well during the week. So we've all got to do a rehearsal, and we've all got to do a performance, and then we can all take it in turns, yeah.
So are you a regular theatre goer?
So myself, personally, I am. Yes, I'm a big fan of the New Vic. I live pretty close and I love the place to pieces. I think it's fair to say that the other members of the club are probably a bit of a mixed bag. Some of them will have been, and some of them, I guess, have probably not been. And I bet lots and lots of them have never been on the stage. And I think that probably includes me as well. So it's really nice to introduce them to the theatre as well. And for me, I feel that we're both part of our community here in North Staffordshire as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure that those who haven't been before will be hooked after this. It's what happens. Eleanor, it's a one-woman play. Who is the one woman here at the New Vic? And also, why did you choose her?
Oh, what a great question. So the character's called Naomi. And you're absolutely right. It is a one-woman show, although I echo massively what Michael's just said about the triathlon. Like, when you bring cyclists into the space, it transforms from being a performer of one into a performer of five, yes. six, depending on how many people join us on stage. So our actor here at the New Vic is Danielle Henry. So those who have been theatregoers might recognise her from Votes for Women and Playhouse Creatures. Yes. So I've had the great joy of actually connecting with Danny before as an actor. And I actually had her in mind when I read the script. She was the sort of the person that rose to the forefront of my mind. And I saw lots of really fantastic local actors for the part. I'm spoiled for choice, actually, by the talent that's here. But I think for me, Danny is just... she encapsulates the humour of Naomi really well. So actually, it's quite hard to imagine, but a play with the word extinction in the title, it's actually quite a funny play. There's a lot of joy in it. There's a lot of life-affirming moments in it. It's quite sad. It's funny. It's dark. It's humorous. It's just all of the good things you want from a really nice evening out. And Danny just has a fabulous personable quality that is so warm and so engaging. And I couldn't be more thrilled that she's doing it with me.
And as well as Michael and his tri team, you also have a local choir, I believe.
Yeah, we don't like to keep things simple, even with only 200 watts of power. We've got light, sound, projection, choir. And the choir has been brought together by the fantastic Borderlines team at the New Vic Theatre. Mm-hmm. And it's community in the truest sense of the word. Just people from all around, from all different backgrounds, from all different experiences with singing prior, here to sing a really fabulous piece of music at the end. And yeah, I can't wait to incorporate them into tonight, actually. We're rehearsing them tonight. Yeah, should be really fun.
So real group effort, really. On stage, off stage, sound, light, everything. And your own generator. So, Michael, have you actually been part of a rehearsal yet?
No, it's my turn tonight. I think the first rehearsals were last night, and we had four cyclists who participated in that. Mm-hmm. I've had some nice feedback about how that went. I think they enjoyed that. I think we're all probably a little bit nervous, but I'm sure they'll make us feel welcome.
Do you really know much about the play yet, apart from the fact that you're going to be pedalling like mad? Do you know what else is going on?
Not so very much. I think I've learned more about that from Eleanor today than I knew beforehand. I've seen the blurb that is on the theatre website, and I did have a look at some of the photographs that show how the power production works on the bicycles before, but no, I'm looking forward to seeing and watching it from a different perspective.
Yes. And Eleanor, it is an experimental production, so as the director, is it an experiment that you feel is working and that you feel you'll be taking forward?
Oh, that is like just a $1 million question. I love that. I do think it's an experimental production in the sense of what's off stage. Actually, there's a lot of experiment in whether this is genuinely a sustainable touring model, or in other words, could this be a model which is adopted by other theatres? Mm-hmm. And is it being executed successfully in the sense of, are we saving energy? Are we saving the climate at all by doing this? And so I think those questions are still being worked through and thought through and explored. I definitely will take a huge amount of learning into the next projects that I do. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we're mid-rehearsals, mid-tech, and so I don't want to kind of preempt, I think, what's... I'm very open to the rest of the learning to come to me naturally over the course of the week. But certainly at this point, I can say that I've got a much quieter but steadfast commitment as a director to think about how I am making work in the future as an individual and as a freelancer. I'm spoilt at the New Vic because a lot of the sustainable attitude about how we reuse set, about how we reuse costume, comes very naturally to the team here. They've got a fantastic focus for that as it is. But I myself personally, I definitely think as I pitch shows to theatres in the future and I work elsewhere, that the learning that I've had here at the New Vic on this show is something I'll carry forward and see if I can just kind of push myself actually. It's less about others and much more about me, I think, of going, could I make that show a better way? And would that be a more creative product if I did do it that way? Because so far the answer's yes. And that's very exciting.
Yes, that's also lovely to hear. And Ellen, if you can give a message to encourage the people of Newcastle, Stoke, Staffordshire and beyond to come and see this play, what would you say to them?
I would say come and see this show to be part of it rather than just to be witness to it. Come and be in the room and share your thoughts and your feelings and your opinions. This is not a piece which is designed to be a moral lecture. We don't claim to have answers on the stage, and I'm more interested in hearing your thoughts and your feelings and your response to the work that we've made. Come and be a participant in the truest sense of the word, and yeah, really join us, because it's a collaborative piece in the truest sense, and true collaboration is best when an audience is present and there to take part.
Yes. Well, I can't wait to see the play. I'm coming on Tuesday to see it, so thank you both for enlightening me a little today. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it all sounds very entertaining, thought-provoking and completely unique, of course. A play for the living in a time of extinction takes to the stage at the New Vic from next Monday the 19th to Saturday the 24th of June. So, not long to catch it. Make sure that you get your seat. You can find out more online at newvictheatre.org.uk.